Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. Maybe today is one of those days where you're just kind of down, feeling sorry for yourself. We all go to that place sometimes. So I wanted to know, what does that look like for you? And can you see that coming on? Because I recognize these sorry for yourself days. And here's what I typically do. I feel it. I pout. I complain. I say some not so nice things to myself. I'll be extra hard on myself. And I really don't want to talk to anybody. And then I usually snap out of it. And this is like a full 24-hour event. My husband will even laugh about it, because he knows that it's happening, and he also knows that I know that it's happening and that I'm going to do it anyway. Like, yep, there she goes, telling about how bad her life is. But then I bounce back and I'm fresh by the morning. Here's the thing. I know that my life is not bad. In fact, it's incredibly good. And so is yours. If we have Christ on our side, we have a good life, even with all the difficult seasons and trials that we go through. But I also make some of that room, and I don't know if this is right or wrong. This is just what I do. I make room to feel what I need to feel, I guess, and do that for 24 hours. I think I make it worse when I don't think I should feel a certain way, or because people have it worse off than I do, so I shouldn't feel this. But our feelings are our feelings. They're not right or wrong. They're just kind of there. They're just feelings. So that's when I just say, God, I've got a bunch of these sorry for myself feelings right now. They're coming your way, because I know that you're going to help me sort out all these messy feelings so that I can just begin to make sense of them. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode. All of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.